1017 The Truth. It's your girl Jazz Tyler. We are live and direct, and we are talking about this criminal complaint of this MPS security guard who was reaching out to students inappropriately. The bigger picture is just grooming in general, because he was charged with four counts. And I was also given the testimony of some things I've experienced as a 15-year-old who was pursued by a male, an adult male, in attempts of what I now know as grooming, but back then I had no idea. And the criminal complaint, I stated that before we went to break, between the time frame of 6:41 a.m. To 7:43 a.m., he began to consistently reach out to this student. And there's a point in the conversation where the young man stops the communication, and then the defendant party, he begins to call him constantly, right? So he starts by, you know, flattering him, saying, "You the GOAT, you the big guy," you know, reacting to his basketball jerseys or uniform and all of that stuff. Just doing it in a way where, and then he calls him lame. So he's doing it in a way where it's like almost childish, as if it's a little boy who wants to, you know, let's say a little boy hits a girl at school because he likes her. Initially, the young lady is going to believe that he don't like her, but in his mind, he do. He just doesn't know how to say it. That's how I equate this, him calling the young man lame, right? It's almost like he's trying to tell him or show him that he like him, and he's doing it in a childish manner. So this is victim number one. This is the rapport that is happening between him and the first student. Now, victim number two, it says on August 18th, 2026, an MPS employee, Ms. Coleman, called police wanting to report the defendant was having inappropriate conversations with two teenage boys. Because Det Caldwell was familiar with the defendant and this conduct, he responded to MPS administration to meet with the caller. Ms. Coleman informed Det, Detective Caldwell, that she had recently met with the young man and his father. And Ms. Coleman stated that she was researching the defendant's Instagram and identified a child with the initials I won't say, but basically she identified another, that he was in communication with another child. And Ms. Coleman called that child's mother and met with that child earlier that day. And that child provided an Instagram chat with the defendant on his Instagram, the defendant's Instagram, which is tone_party. And, you know, there was some messages that was discussed with him. Now, if you recall earlier when he was talking to the other young man, he was telling him to tell another student to contact him. And when he asked him about it, he said, "Well, what if he asked why?" He said, "Don't tell him." So this is not only grooming, he's recruiting. He's attempting to recruit. And these are young men, by the way. These are not young ladies that he was recruiting. He was attempting to recruit and groom young men. So with the other child, he posted a picture on Instagram that says, "I'm almost 6 foot." And Party says, replies to his post by saying, "I'm almost 6 foot." He said, "Yeah, you a big guy. Yeah, you 6 foot. You got a big one. Mr. 6 feet, you tall, big guy." And then he proceeds to say, "Put it in my face, big guy." And the young man says, "We just came back from Ohio." So, yeah. He goes on to use childlike terminology by calling him his twin. Now, this conversation with the second young man, it doesn't state the time, but on this second thread, he reached out to him May 27th of 2026 at 2:27 a.m. and say, "Yo, twin." And the young man says, "Yo." And he says, "What you doing, twin?" And the young man says, "Trying to go to sleep for school. What you on?" And the defendant says, "Going to sleep for work." He says, "LOL, going to sleep for work. I'll see you tomorrow, twin. Unk, going to bed." The reason why I highlighted the word unk is because that is a term that is used to make that child feel as if they are family, which is sick in its own right. And again, if you've experienced this or have family members experience this, we all know that there has been situations where there are uncles or someone or a male in the house who, you know, sexually assaults a minor. So the fact that he used the word unk was a way for him to try and make this child feel comfortable, right? By talking to him at 2:27 in the morning, calling himself unk and twin. And the young man responded and said, "I love big bro." And he said, the defendant says, "I don't know how to work this Instagram stuff. Love baby bro." And then he replies to a post that the young man made that said, "Side trying to go to sleep for school, what you want?" I'm sorry, to the remark that the young man said, and he said, you better be asleep. So he's still engaging after the young man states that he's about to go to bed. And he says, "Love big bro," you know, trying to dismiss the conversation. And he keeps responding, and he responded by saying, "You better be asleep." And this is afterwards. So
egging it on, ain't he?
Egging it on. So at 5:28, which is 2 days later at 1 o'clock in the morning, he reaches back out to this same young man, the second victim, and says, "Yo, little guy." And he didn't respond. So he calls at 1:19 a.m. He don't respond. 2:30 a.m. He calls him at 2:36, 2:42, 2:45, 2:47, 2:50, 2:51, 2:53, 2:54, 2:57, 3:03, 3:06, 3:12, 3:13, 3:15, 3:18 in the morning, back to back. He is blowing his Instagram up. The defendant is blowing this young man's Instagram up. No response from that young man, right? So months go by. Now they're out of school. This is July. He says, "Yo, twin, 9 o'clock at night, 9:09 to be exact, no response. 9:21 calls, no response. 9:23 calls, no response. The next day at 2 o'clock in the morning, does the same thing. Then the young man finally responds and said, "How you been, Mr. Party?" He said, "I've been chilling. How you been?" He said, "I've been cool, focused on my basketball." He said, I moved so I don't know if I'm going to go to that school next year." And he says, "What? You not coming back?" And the young man says, "I might. It depends on if the bus come get me." And he says, "Oh my gosh, I can't lose my favorite student." So the young man proceeds to say, "Man, you know, I do want to stay, but it's a relatively common conversation, nothing, you know, out of the ordinary as far as the context, right? The intention is one thing, but the context back and forth so far is just, in this section, is just regular, right?" So then he uses the same term he used with the other gentleman and calls him a big guy. And he goes on to say, "Yeah, especially because you got big guy. You can dunk now." And he said, "I want," and mentions the other child name. "Big guy, the other child name." The young man is ignoring this and sticking to, "I'm probably going to stay most likely, but I don't know." He says, "Okay, bet. I got to see you." This is what the defendant is saying. So he's term of endearment, "You a monster, big guy," all of these things, right? Talk about basketball. Again, this is 2 o'clock in the morning. Not abnormal for a teenage boy or a preteen boy to be up because they be up playing all night, but it is abnormal for an adult to be reaching out via social media, talking about basketball at 2 o'clock in the morning to a youth. And he then proceeds to give him, the defendant give him his number, and then he starts to call him again. 2:48, 3:04, 3:06, 3:06, 3:10, all the way to 3:15. And when the young man stops responding, his response, the defendant's response, is, "Wow." Then you have victim number three, and I won't read this entire thing, but victim number three was the one who began to take the screenshots and sent the screenshots to someone that used to attend that school. So the complaint says that On August 24th, 2026, Detective Caldwell interviewed this student, and this student stated that he is 14 years old and will be starting ninth grade at a local high school. He stated that he started at the Lincoln Center of the Arts in seventh grade and completed eighth grade there. He participated in track and football, where the defendant was his coach and also a security guard. And this student stated that on August 10th, the first time the defendant contacted him on Instagram the day he graduated eighth grade, this was on June 12th of 2026. He stated that the defendant made comments to him about being a track star and then repeatedly called him, which went unanswered. Now, fast forward to August 10th, 2026, the defendant sent messages that appeared to be requests for sexual acts. On one occasion, the defendant called him and it was late. The call woke him up and he answered. The defendant tried to just talk to him, but because it was late and he was tired, he hung up on him. Then he proceeded the defendant to call back the next day, which again, it went unanswered. So the young man stated that same day that he made a screen recording and sent it to another student, which is a young lady that used to attend this school, referencing the above mention about what he had told the detective. And it said, "This is actually scary." This is what the young man's message to the young lady said. And he was worried about other adults at his new school and doing this to him. So we identify that he's now traumatized. Even though nothing has physically happened, he's scared. A 14-year-old boy is worried if another male adult at his high school is going to conduct this same type of behavior. He showed the detective the call, the screen recordings, and they started on June 25th, 2026. Again, this is the second victim. And there are messages from the defendant saying that the young man is the chillest and replying to his Instagram photos. And on June 28th, the defendant attempts an audio call and says, "Heard about you." The defendant then attempts 11 calls that all went unanswered. So on July 17th, the defendant replied to a photo. So he's constantly engaging, constantly trying to get this young man to respond. And on August 9th, the defendant had a conversation that was shown to the young lady, meaning that this young man he was reaching out to sent these messages to the young lady. And I got to warn y'all, it's disturbing. I'm not going to say the exact names, but what he said to him was, "I heard you got a big part." And he put fire emojis, and then he called, and then he said, "Never mind, I'm cool." Still no, the young man is not responding. Then he calls him a lame, and then he said, "You lame," and he put laughing emojis, and he called him again, and he keep calling him a scary cat and lame. And then he says, "So no response." And the young man says, "You got some money?" And he says, "Well, I get paid Friday. What you need money for, little guy? How much money you need?" And then he called and he said, "I need some for back to school. You got me?" And he said, "Yeah. What you got in return? I'll buy whatever, but you got to give me a favor." This is what the defendant is saying to the young man. And we're going to finish this conversation when we come back from break. It's your girl, Jazz Tyler, 101.7 The Truth. One-on-one-seven, The Truth, it's your girl, Jazz Tyler. We are live and direct. Are your finances low, your mindset off track, or are you ready to get into real estate? Tune in to The Journey with Coach Eric Saturday from 11 a.m. to noon on 101.7 The Truth. It's all about mindset, money, and real estate, helping you to take the next step toward building a better future. It's your girl, Jazz Tyler. Listen, we are talking about this criminal complaint. This is very triggering, it's sick. It's sick, and I mentioned earlier, if you are just now joining, that I am tired of seeing the same situations happen inside of our school systems. I don't know if it's the past 3 to 5 years. It seemed like it's happening more and more. And obviously, there's some type of vetting process when they hire these sick individuals, right? Otherwise, they wouldn't be able to work inside of the school system. But the more my concern is more so, what signs are being shown prior to this that is going unnoticed by staff members? there has to be some type of engagement that makes you think like, oh, that's a little too much, or something has to be happening that someone notices and chooses not to say, because these type of people keep getting hired. And maybe there's a different type of process that needs to be had. But again, it goes back to the fact that not every predator has been caught, which means not every predator has a background. And this is where the complications begin, because you don't know exactly. You don't want to falsely accuse someone, but you also want to make sure that you are protecting the youth. So I was going through the criminal complaint, and Homer talked about this earlier, and I sat down with him a little bit on Grapevine and talked about it as well. But basically, there are multiple victims. There are multiple victims who were in middle school, and some who were had just graduated from middle school and headed into high school. And this second victim, he began to, again, ask him. So this is where he actually acts. So the first victim, he didn't ask for a sexual favor, or he didn't act on it. I think he was more so trying to lure him in. With this victim, he actually is asking for a favor. So I think this victim was smart. I think that whatever young lady he talked to, he had a conversation with her, and it almost seemed as if a setup, right? Like, hey, maybe you should tell him this and see what he says. Because prior to him engaging in this conversation, he mentioned to that young lady, and I'm referring to the second victim, he mentioned to that young lady that it was scary, and that he was nervous or scared about this happening at his new school, which is him going to high school. So he had already established that. And for him to come back and, you know, have this conversation, it feels as if he may have been smart enough to get him to say some things that he shouldn't have said, meaning the defendant. So the defendant, again, begins to call him lame and scary and all of these things. And the young man says, hey, you got some money? And he says, yeah, I do. Basically, I need a favor, though. And the young man says, what's the favor? And the defendant begins to say, well, I'm scared to ask. And the young man says again, what is the favor? And he says, the defendant says, my favor is your favor. And the young man says, what? With the question mark. He goes back to the big guy, lame, you scary. And the young man says, I need the black cats, 9.5 on stock X. And he says, I'll buy that for you. But what you going to give me? This is what the defendant is saying. And he like, shoot, I don't know, $20? I ain't got no job. Why you think I'm asking you? And the defendant says, why you think I'm asking you? Scary cat, right? And he said, I'm lit and ready. And the young man says, you lit and ready? And he puts TF, if you text, you know what that means. That mean. You gonna get me the shoes or what? And the young man says, I'm sorry, the defendant says, of course, yeah. He said, I know you got that ish. He said, oh, so you gonna buy them off the website or you gonna send me the money for the shoes? And he says, I'll buy it off the website so you have no choice but to see me when you pick it up. Did you hear what I just said? He's basically saying like, I'm going to make it to where you got to come see me and you're going to be involved in whatever it is that I'm attempting to do. So then he calls him and he doesn't answer, and he calls him Elaine, and he says, I know you got that fire. And the young man says, I don't got no way over there. Think you got to send it or just order it to my curb. And he says, okay, bet. You scared to do your one? You a big guy. You scary, lame. Then the young man says, wait, you got Cash App? And he says, I know you will do me good. The young man says, I'm going to show you the shoes. So he's ignoring pretty much everything that the defendant is saying. And he priced the shoes out at $275, sent them to him, all of that. He continues to call him scary, and you know, and then he goes to say, the defendant says, help me out and I can help you. You don't jam with me enough for me to help you get shoes. So now it's almost like a guilt trip, right? Like, I'm not going to do this unless you do this for me. So this went on for, again, quite some time, a few months. And one of the young men, if I'm not mistaken, it was actually more than two victims, right? On this report, it shows just the two, but I believe it was more. And he actually tried to pay them $1,000 not to say anything. Yeah, the defendant attempted to pay them $1,000 not to say anything. And when he was arrested, he did admit that he did indeed send those messages and that he was the only one who had access to his social media account. And then he tried to blame it on alcohol. Let me tell you, pervs and predators, something, right? The problem with that is people been getting drunk for years. Hell, we all got high. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about liquor. And there is nothing, there is no amount of liquor that could ever make me or anybody I know attracted to a child. So the fact that he even opened his mouth to attempt to blame it on a substance is even more sick, because now you're attempting to cover up something that you've already been caught for. You've already been caught for. The reason why I wanted to reread this criminal complaint again, shout out to Homer Blow, because he did read this earlier. But the reason why I wanted to reread it is because I work with youth, and I've been through a situation, as I mentioned earlier, where an adult male, when I was in high school, attempted to groom me. And a lot of, especially our young ladies, a lot of them don't understand the language or the behavior with adults. Like, they know something is off, but they don't understand to its entirety what it looks like, what it sounds like, right? He's calling him lame, saying he's scary. You lame, or you a big guy, or you this, you that, whatever, right? That doesn't mean that he's jokingly playing with him. He's flirting with him. He is actually flirting with these young men, and he's doing it in a way where he automatically thinks they're not going to catch on, because he's not coming out right saying, hey, I like you, or do you like me? This is important, A, because we need to make sure our babies are aware. This is a very difficult conversation to have. We know that this is extremely difficult. Nobody wants to talk about it. It's uncomfortable, but it is the truth. It is happening. Grooming is a real thing in this city, in this country, in this world. And I'm telling y'all, if y'all don't start having these conversations with your children, God forbids that it happens to them. We got to go to break. Do not touch that dial. I want to hear from you. 833-212-1017. It's your girl, Jazz Tyler, 1017 The Truth. One-on-one-seven and Truth, it's your girl Jazz Tyler. We are live and direct. Life is better when you know you are covered. With the home and auto policy from American Family Insurance, you are not just buying coverage, you are getting an agent who helps you feel protected and prepared. Someone who understands what you've built and what you are building next. Because when your home and your ride are protected the right way, you are too focused on your family, your goals, and your future. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance. Get a quote or find an agent at amfam.com. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin. If you are just now joining us, we are talking about this criminal case of this sick, perverted individual. I hope they tear his ass up in jail. I'm not going to lie to you. Shout out to the chat. Mighty says, older generation was a part of raising these predators. I stopped talking to my daughter's mom because her niece was abused and they did nothing because the church got money, bums. He also said, grandma's been protecting black predators for decades. Listen, you know what? That's a harsh truth. I'm not going front. That is a reality. That is a reality. And that's what I was talking about earlier. The fact that we come from a generation where older people were so ashamed of the information getting out, not only to the public, but to the family, right? About Uncle Joe touching on the minor, right? Or about the cousin or the brother or whoever. And then they sweep it under the rug and don't say anything. And these are the very people who grow up, and some believe that this is normal and some don't. But at the end of the day, we have to hold ourselves accountable. We have to have these conversations with our babies. There is no reason why a child should have to go to school and be A, left outside for 3 hours, because we talked about that earlier as well. B, should have to deal with any adult attempting to lure them in for their own sick desires. So if you have issues, if there's issues in the household, there's issues in the school, right? I can only imagine some of them deal with issues at work. Where is the outlet? Where is it safe for any of these children to go? When you read this criminal complaint, this young man, the victim number two, stated that he was scared. Not only was he scared, but he was afraid that it might happen. He didn't want it to happen at his new school because he had graduated eighth grade. It was heading into his ninth grade year in high school. To think that you're not nervous at 14 about meeting new friends, you're not nervous about the first day of high school, but you're nervous because you don't know if a staff member is going to do the same exact thing that another staff member just did. What type of environments are we creating for our babies? And I get it. I promise. We go through the HR process, the hiring process. You do background checks. But what is the background check for a predator who has not been caught? What is the background check for a predator that has yet to be caught? Something has to happen. I don't know if we need to do some type of psychological testing or something. But something has to happen in the HR department when it comes to hiring staff inside of these schools. A security guard on top of that, right? You are meant to, as Aziz said, uphold this position. You're there to protect them. We all know in school that we don't view the security guards as actual security guards. Everybody knows that, but we do understand that they are a security guard. Your job is to secure, to keep the children, to keep the youth safe. This is insane. Like, what are the red flags? What are the things that the staff members are not paying attention to that leads up to this type of behavior? There has to be something. There has to be something that we are missing. And again, at the beginning of the show, I talked about the fact that these conversations and training needs to happen in professional development inside of the school system. So one of the things we do each week is we have professional development. We also have it a few times throughout the year and at the beginning of the school year. And then we have morning meetings. There needs to be conversations on this because it keeps happening and it's happening too much. Like, when I come back next week, I'm telling you, this weekend, I am going to pull up. And I'm not talking about people who were falsely accused or anything like that. I'm talking about actual cases where this stuff really happened. How many times, how much has this been happening inside of our school system here in the city of Milwaukee? How often is this happening? I'm waiting on somebody that knows this fool to come forward with more testimonies. Because you can't tell me that this is the first time that he's done this. Oh, no. He knew how to manipulate them or attempted to engage with them by flirting at a childlike level. Oh, you lame, bro. You the big guy. You this, you that. He knew exactly. He was conscious about this. He knew exactly what he was doing. There is no amount of liquor that could ever make me or anybody I know attracted to a goddamn child. For him blaming it on liquor is insane. But again, to me, the most important thing is parents, be aware. Be aware of grooming. Be aware of the sign. Teach your children about it. It's no, we are no longer in the days. I'm not saying that this didn't happen back then, but we are no longer in the days where it is just adult men trying to groom young ladies. Obviously, you need to talk to your sons and your daughters about what those signs are, especially at this age. Help them understand, because it will save them a lifetime of headache and heartache. I was 9 years old, sexually molested by a 16-year-old. I was 15-year-old with a 24-year-old male attempting to groom me. And psychologically, by the time I reached 18, I felt like something was wrong with me. Why am I being mistreated by men? What did I do? I'm only a child. I don't understand. What is the problem? What am I doing? I haven't done anything. All I do is go to school and go to work and come home and play basketball. I do kid stuff. It is treacherous waters out there. And I'm telling you, like, shout out to the educators who understand and been through things that is around because they want to protect the youth, right? This is why people ask me all the time. This is why I choose to do what I do. Because I've been through so much in my life I don't talk about. And it has messed me up. Now that I'm of age, I'm able to work through the healing process, right? I understand at a certain age that it wasn't my fault, that I was just a child. But not every child has that same story. My job is to protect these babies, to make sure that I can safeguard them from people like that. And that should be your job too. And again, I understand these conversations are difficult. And I'm going to talk to you men for a second. If you have daughters, and again, young men too, but really your daughters, talk to them about this process. Especially if you considered yourself to be a player and whatever back in the day. Think about it. This is your daughter. This is your baby girl. Mothers, talk to your son. Have these conversations with them and give them examples. Let them read this criminal complaint so they can understand the verbiage, so that they can understand the context and the exchange and what it means when somebody is trying to say something without saying something that's inappropriate. We have to begin to teach our children how to safeguard themselves when we are not around. Because we all know we've been teenagers, right? Once we leave home and we get with our parents, and it be little stuff. It don't be any, we don't have any ill intentions, but a lot of the young ladies, they know that they can't wear lashes around their mama, or they can't put on lip liner and makeup around their mama, so they do it when they leave home and they go to school. They're doing it because they're young ladies. That's what young ladies like to do. When I was younger, I used to play in my mother's heels and wear her lipstick and put on her dresses. That's what girls like to do. So it's not necessarily that they're trying to be fast. It's our nature to want to be feminine. But what happens is you have predators like this who mistake that for them being, you know, ready to be groomed or whatever goes on inside of their minds. I don't know, because I don't think that way. But again, these are conversations that we have so that they can understand why we say, hey, look your age, act your age. And I get it. That's not enough, because they don't even care. But it's a start. All I want is for there to be some type of safe space for the youth. Between the stuff that's happening inside of the households, the things that's happening inside of the school system, the things that's happening inside of the community. I know it sounds like I'm constantly repeating myself, but I'm telling y'all, look at what's happening. They have nothing, nowhere to go. There is nothing safe out here for these babies. Some of them can't even go home because it's happening at home. And who are they going to tell? Obviously, some of them can't go to school neither, because it's happening inside of the school system. So where do they go? What do we do? We have to start having these conversations. And again, they are uncomfortable, but better safe than sorry. Better, you want your child to come to you the first time somebody attempts to do something like this. Not the second or third time, not months later. No, the first time. We got to go to break to pay some bills. Do not touch that dial. It's your girl, Jazz Tyler, 1017 The Truth.
Dance with my dogs in the nighttime. Trap with the chickens like Popeye. Money changing colors like tie-dye. I'm just trying to get it. I ain't trying to die. No. She got a big ol' onion booty, make the world cry. In the kitchen, wrist twisted like it's stir fry. Hold them bands down. Hey. Around. Who? It's that trap sound. Trap. Designer, clothes, fashion, shows, trap, house, made it, gold.
1017 The Truth, it's your girl Jazz Tyler. We are live and direct. Listen, we've been talking about this criminal complaint. Homer talked about it earlier. I just want to leave you all with this, right? So for those who are not familiar with my story, there is a meaning behind me working with the youth, especially in the music industry. And I'm so glad that Homer brought this complaint up and invited me in to talk about this, because the last conversation we had when I interviewed him and he got a chance to share his story about why he helped the youth, right? Going into foster care at 2 because his father shot his mom, and being adopted, and, you know, all of these different things. But ultimately, there was a story behind him throwing the Homer Blow birthday bashes and giving things away on his birthday, right? The reason why I do the work that I do is because I was a young lady who was sought after by an adult male who tried to groom me for 3 years straight. And I want to make sure that my youth, especially the ones that I teach and that see me every day, understand what this looks like, what it sounds like, so that they can begin to not only take heed to what I tell them, but that they have something to reference that is really happening here in their own city and that they are aware. But most importantly, it goes back to me saying everybody is everybody's responsibility. It's our responsibility as parents to make sure we are educating our children about these things, no matter how difficult it is. It is our jobs to make sure that as educators, we have to figure out a way to check for the red flags and everything else that does not show up on the background check. When you are dealing with people, sick individuals like this person in this criminal complaint. Obviously, you can't go around just assuming everybody is this way. You can't falsely accuse people. But again, the safety in general, where's the safety for the kids? Every time you turn around, if it's not gun violence, it's a story like this, or it's something going on in the household. If they don't have any of these places to go to and feel safe, where are they supposed to go and what are they supposed to do? And just because it's not happening in your home or to your child does not mean that you are not responsible for providing this information to them or helping another child who may be going through it. But either way, parents, if I will leave you with anything, I really want to say this, especially going back to what Mahdi mentioned earlier about this happening for generations and people sweeping it under the rug. And sometimes some people, there's situations where the mothers will become upset with the daughters. Y'all seen the movie Precious, accusing them of stealing their man. Like, how you gonna accuse me of taking your man? He's a sick individual. There are situations like that. But if I leave you with anything, it's please don't ever think that you don't have to talk about this to your child. I don't care if they are straight A students. I don't care if they've never gotten into trouble. I don't care. Have these conversations. And let's all figure out a way collectively to make these institutions safer. Like, there has to be a way. There is no way. This keeps happening over and over and over, and it's happening at so many different schools in this city. It's happening far too often. The men, when stuff like this happens, we need y'all to pull up. We need y'all to pull up. What you do to one child, you do to the entire village. Let's break these generational curses. Let's have these conversations. Let's do what we need to do to make sure that we can protect our children by any means necessary. This was extremely difficult to read. It was extremely difficult to talk about. I will never understand, because I can't get in the mind of someone who has a sickness. But what I can do is vow to continue to be one of the people that protect our children by any means. By any means necessary. And if that means I have to talk through my triggers and speak on things I've never spoken on publicly, I'm willing to do that just so that our babies will know, hey, Ms. Jazz been through this, so what she says is valid. And we should listen to her, because she has our best interest and she wants us to be safe. Or so that educators can begin to double back and try to figure out a different system to put in place so that situations like this stop happening. And parents, so that you begin to have these conversations with your child. And I'm not talking about the hardcore. If somebody touch you, you bet I'm going to knock that. You need, no, sit down with your kid and have a real conversation. Ask questions. Help them understand why it's not okay. That's the first step, because we automatically think that you 15, you 16, you 14, you 13, you should know. No, they shouldn't. You ain't never talked to them about it. You cannot automatically assume that they know and understand, because they don't. Do they know something is wrong and uncomfortable? Yes. But fear, and the words of Tupac, fear is stronger than love. When you are scared, you're bound not to say anything. And there are more students out here. When I read this complaint, what I see is students who allowed this to go on. I see youth, young men who allowed this to go on for months at a time. I don't know them, so I don't understand why. But based off the comment that the second victim stated, which was, this is scary, I assume it's because they were scared to tell somebody until he did. So to the youth, don't ever be afraid to tell somebody, whoever that person is, even if it's a peer. Sometimes it's not going to be the teacher. Sometimes it's not going to be you as a parent. Doesn't mean they don't trust you. It just means that this is uncomfortable for them and they don't know how to go about doing it. So to the youth, if ever there's a situation like this, if you don't want to go to an adult, go to one of your friends and have them go to an adult. But at the end of the day, tell somebody. Tell somebody. And yes, we do need to start holding these school systems more accountable, because ain't no way in hell within a matter of what? You got over 100 students being suspended and expelled due to discrimination. But every year you got 3 or 4 different cases of students being sexually assaulted by staff. What is happening with the damn school system? There needs to be an entire investigation on the public school system, on all school system in the city of Milwaukee, man, because what is going on? How are these people getting in the door? Something got to happen. Something has to happen. I hate that we had to talk about this on a Friday, but substance and reality will always come before a party and BS. All right? Thank y'all so much for tuning in with your girl, Jazz Tyler. Be sure to tap in next week, Monday through Friday. We got some special guests pulling up, man. We got some special guests the next couple of weeks that's coming through. I'm super excited to sit down with them. But please, parents, educators, aunties, uncles, have some conversations with these babies. Keep them safe, all right? Go into the weekend. Enjoy yourself. Be safe. Have fun. And I will see you all next week, God willing. It's your girl, Jazz Tyler. Peace.